Chapter 7. Summary: History bears witness. It is strangely remarkable that the report of the Primacy Committee should object to so many points that were covered in the 6 papers given to committee members before the final meeting, to say nothing of the 150 pages presented during 5 years of committee sessions. Does this mean that the 1888 Message Study Committee was preordained to condemnation? Is this the reason there was no vote taken in the final committee meeting to accept the report that has now become official? Were these 6 documented papers presented in the last few months of the committee ignored as unworthy of consideration? One thing is certain. The report of the Primacy of the Gospel Committee has gone to the World Church through the Internet, and the committee has been dissolved. This generation, or a generation yet to come, will have to decide whether the witness of history is reliable. With the close of probation pending, the angel of the Church of the Laodiceans faces decisions more serious than any, since Adam made his choice in Eden. Are the thousands of pages of counsel from the Lord, through Ellen White, dealing with eternal realities, to be accepted or rejected? Is it possible for the love of God in its fullness to be manifested and imparted to the world by a people who cavil and deny the truth of their own history? The Holy Spirit cannot function in an environment of hidden reservations buried in the conscience. The cleansing of the sanctuary can never be completed until the resistance to the Spirit in our 1888 history is fully understood, and the underlying spiritual problems solved. While the angels hold the four winds, may God's people at last cooperate with heaven, and allow the Holy Spirit to do the work that heaven has wanted to do for the past century. History bears witness that 100 years ago, God sent a message. The present message, justification by faith, is a message from God. The enemy of man and God is not willing that this truth should be clearly presented, for he knows that if the people receive it fully, his power will be broken. It is perilous to the soul to hesitate, question, and criticize divine light. Satan will present his temptations until light will appear as darkness, and many will reject the very truth that would have proved the saving of their souls.